Parshios Vayakel, Pekude, and Parshas HaChodesh. So Parshas HaChodesh is the introduction to the Korban Pesach, the introduction to Chag HaPesach, and Chag HaPesach coming up in a few weeks is Chag HaEmunah. And living in a very distracting world, Olam, Milashon, Ne'elam, hidden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hiding from us. It's a type of game of hide and seek. Hashem is hiding in our job to seek Him. And this is something that we always need chizuk in, especially during times of war. And we know from the war with Amalek that that is one of the keys to winning the war. When Moshe's hands were raised, they would win the battles against Amalek. When his hands were down, they would lose the battles. And the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah asks, "V'chi yadav shel Moshe osos melchama?" What was it about Moshe's hands being up or down that would depend on whether they would win the battle or not? And the Mishnah tells us because when Moshe's hands were up, they were putting their faith in Hashem, and then they would win the battles. When his hands were down, they would pat themselves on the back and be very proud of their accomplishments, and that would make them lose the battles. The Ramban, the very famous Ramban at the very end of Parshas Bo, tells us that we have so many mitzvahs that are Zechad, Tzias, Mitzrayim, every single thing related to Pesach, other holidays, Shabbos, Tefillin, the list goes on and on. Why do we have so many mitzvahs, Zechad, Tzias, Mitzrayim? Because that is the foundation of everything to inculcate within us that Hashem is the Baal HaBayis. Hashem controls everything. And just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us from Mitzrayim with tremendous Nisim, He's the one who has been watching over us for 2,000 years of Golus, and He's the one watching over us now in Eretz Yisrael. And this is so important that the Torah tells us four times, four different sons. We have to tell this over to our children. Doesn't matter what kind of son he is, he must understand this idea that Hashem runs the show and we are dependent on Him. And with all the tremendous might of the Israeli army, the air force, the Iron Dome, the Iron Beam, and everything else, we have to understand the tremendous Nisim, the tremendous miracles that we're privileged to here in Eretz Yisrael, literally on a daily basis. You see, when Hashem Yirachim, when the missiles hit, you see the tremendous tragedy, the tremendous destruction that one missile can bring. They're sending hundreds and hundreds of missiles, and that teaches us the tremendous nisim that we have been zochet to. We need more nisim. We need every missile to have an ace. But when the missiles hit, God forbid, lo aleinu, that just teaches us and shows us how powerful and how dangerous these missiles are, and we have to appreciate each and every day and each and every missile that does not hit its target and each and every missile from which we are saved. And this is a very important idea, not to minimize the extent of the danger, because if we minimize the extent of the danger, then we're minimizing the miracles that Hashem is doing for us. And this is what the Gemara Megillah and Daf Tezvav tells us. Esther's going into Achashverosh and she feels that she's lost the Shechina. And she's trying to figure out why she lost the Shekhinah. And the Gemara tells us, based on the Tehillim, Perek Chav Beis, Lamatzech al Ayeles HaShachar, Mizmer LeDavid, the Perek of Ayeles HaShachar refers to Esther going into Achashverosh. And then Esther says, you know what, in Perek Chav Aleph, Esther is davening, Hatzila mi cherev nafshi miyad kelev ichidasi, save me from the dog Achashverosh. Maybe that's why I lost the Shechina, because I minimized the danger. The danger of a dog is very, very little compared to the danger of a lion. And the very next pasuk, she says, Hoshi'eni mi pi aryeh, save me from the mouth of the lion. When you minimize the danger, you're minimizing the siyata d'shmaya, and you're minimizing the nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing and saving us. We have to understand how dangerous everything is and understand the tremendous miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing for us on a daily basis. And that's what the Gemara says, that Esther herself recognized that was her mistake and why she lost the Shechina going into Achashverosh, because she minimized the danger comparing Achashverosh only to a kelev, and then right away she corrects herself himself and says, save me from the lion Achash. The danger of Haman and Achashverosh is the danger of a lion, not just the danger of a kelev. We find in the Psukim in Bereshis, when Sodom is being destroyed, Malach Gavriel says to Lot, Mashchisim Anachnu, we are destroying Sodom. And he was punished for that. Malach Gavriel had to understand how Malachim can make mistakes is beyond the scope of this talk. And he was kicked out of the mechitza of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a few psukim later, he was forced to say, Lo'ucha la'asol davar, I can't do anything. I'm not doing anything. Malach Gavriel has to recognize, even though at first he said, Mashchisim anachnu, it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person who's a Baal Gaiva, Chazal say, Ein ani v'hu yecholim ador ba'olam. We can't, there's no room in the world for me and this person, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you think you can do it yourself and you think you don't need me, says Hashem, b'vakasha, you're invited to do it yourself. And of course, we can't do it ourselves. We need HaKadosh Baruch Hu every step of the way. And this is the idea of Pesach, the difference between chametz and matzah, the bread and matzah. It's the same flour and water, but the chametz rises. It has gaiva. It shows like he's bigger and better than everybody else. The matzah is little, represents anava. That's the anava that is necessary to have proper emunah and bitachon and relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly and appreciate everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing for us. And that's also the aside of the Mishkan, Parashas Vayakel, Pekudei. The Mishkan, we gave a half a shekel to understand we have to minimize ourselves. Without my friend, I'm only a half. I need my friends. I need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need everybody else. And that's the aside of Afikomen. The taste has to stay in your mouth until the morning. Rav Nemezal explains the taste has to stay in your mouth until next Pesach. Pesach is a lesson in Emunah, and we have to understand, we see it's Bibi, and it's Trump, and it's Khomeini, big Khomeini, little Khomeini, this one, that one, no, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and they're all puppets. And that's the lesson of Pesach, and that's the taste of the matzah, of the Emunah, and the Bitachon, and the humility that we need to recognize that has to stay in our mouths, not only till the next morning, after the Seder, but for the entire year, as we read the newspapers, and as we look at the news, we understand that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. May we be able to use this opportunity to strengthen ourselves in Emunah and Bitachon during this Emunah season of Parshas HaChodesh, Shabbos HaGadol, Chag HaPesach, and may we be zocheh this Pesach to have the Korban Pesach in the third Beis HaMikdash, b'mehirah v'yameinu, Amen.